On March 16, University of Utah Asia Campus had the first of their graduation ceremony. It was the historical moment since the school opened at Songdo since 2014 fall. After graduation, people should start their lives as a career person at the beginning, and we wanted to hear what graduating students would think in this time. Here, Aram Jung from 2014 fall cohort is with us for sharing her experience. Thank you for being with this interview.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I can't jump over asking that. We remember that you shed big drops of tears at the commencement ceremony. Well, others shed some tear a bit too, but you were the one who cried plaintively the most, you know? So it made me wonder if there must be some story or meaning behind. Was there anything behind?
I was having emotional surge that day. I was mostly proud of myself for finally graduating, because I've been supporting myself financially for 4 years without any help from my family. I was proud of myself for maintaining the scholarship and my job for those years. Also, the fact that I'm leaving the UAC hit me that day and made me very emotional.
Okay. People would dream about their future a lot, especially when they plan to enter the college education, choosing which school to go and which majors to apply. So what made you to apply for this communication major and University of Utah Asia Campus? Which specialty fascinated you?
The biggest reason I was attracted by this major is that it's a major that includes things that I was very interested in, such as video production, social network, marketing, and journalism.
Okay, great. There are lots and lots and lots of branches of communication major, you know. Each studies are broadly linked to any fields of modern job that can't be easily replaced by the robots in this fourth industrial revolution period, some say. So we can work as journalist, PR expert, program director, magazine editor, and so on. What kind of communication studies did you try to focus on and why?
I focused on video content creation and storytelling and content designing because I enjoy creating visually pleasing stories with the modern technology on social media, because I think it's very important nowadays.
Okay, being a creator is the most important factor for future communication expert. Okay, if there are thousands of students, there might be some thousands of kinds of the college experience, right? So how was your college life? What did you focus on your college life, such as grade or friendship or scholarship or experience? Can you evaluate that, how much you're satisfied as a life of a student? Do you think you're going to miss the life of a student by its freedom or other aspects?
Yeah, I think I will miss my school life so much. And I'm not going to lie, I prioritized maintaining my GPA because I had to receive scholarship. I'm such a lazy person, but I had to keep myself busy during the school years and totally change myself just to be able to go to school. But I didn't only focus on my GPA. I value meeting people and getting new insight about life from them. At the UAC and the main campus, I have met so many people with different cultural background, which helped me become a better person, for sure. So considering the two aspects, I mean, GPA and my social life in school, I am 100% satisfied with my school life.
That would be great. As a student of University of Utah Asia Campus, every student have to study at the main campus at least for a year, and you did it too. Was those experiences helped you? Share us some episodes or interesting ideas for that.
My life in Utah was very interesting because of the people I met there. The people I met there are the type of people who I'd never met before in Korea. So I could learn new insight for sure, totally become a different person. And I think I am more globalized now than before. I was only in Korea.
Mm-hmm. Then in the end of the line, how do you finish in your college life recent days? Did you got opportunities you're going to do right after graduation? How does it feel?
Well, I am actually selected as a member of a fellowship program in Olympic Channel, and I'm leaving the campus in a week. So I am very excited for the trip.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So which location are you planning to go?
To Madrid.
Okay, great. What is your long-term plan? Do you plan to work with relating your major?
I actually plan to become an English educator that creates contents for students and children for now. And it's very related to my major because it's also related to storytelling and like creating contents. But maybe after the trip to Madrid, it might my goal might change and my career path change completely.
Yeah, being a creator is can be, it works, it can work everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you have any comments for those who are still in school?
I would recommend the students to be experts in their major. A lot of students don't know what to do with their major, but it's really important to learn at least something from your major. And try to be open-minded and meet many different type of people, and that's gonna help you grow as an international person. That's my advice.
Yeah, I agree, because meeting various kind of people can be the biggest part of the global experience. Okay, thank you for being with this interview, Aram.
Thank you.